I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets and turkeys. It's that time, and it's that time of year. It's our favorite time. I love the tickets and turkeys. Whole Foods Market does a dinner for eight for you. A Thanksgiving day. They take care of it. It's amazing. Delicious.
Yeah, easy. You really will love it, and it's and you might be worried the first time you try it, as I was.
Sure, of course.
And then you go, oh my God.
It's a very important meal.
They nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So
better than I could have done.
You get the dinner for eight from Whole Foods Market. Turkey dinner. Delicious. All the best stuff. And tickets to Sold Out Alice in Wonderland. You want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Call right now. 800-400-3697. We'll give this whole prize package, tickets and turkeys, to caller number 97.
800-400-3697. I made a plate for John yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I could take it home to him. I told him we were getting it. He's like, bring me a plate. And then I brought it. He's like, oh my God, I ate the whole thing.
So
and the
good.
Cake.
Oh, the cake was unbelievable. They did a birthday cake for whom? And like a three-layer, like pistachio layer, a chocolate layer, and like a cherry layer.
Yeah.
Delicious.
The number you're calling now for contesting is also the number you can text. Here's a couple. Before we get to the movie review, of course, 707 says, as you were talking about your upcoming fundraiser for Tipping Point, I was driving through the burned out area of north of Calistoga and began to cry. The fires were really something I could have never imagined. Six of eight people on my staff, including myself, live in areas that were evacuated, and we all live in different areas. Our home survived, but none of our sense of loss, but our sense of loss is still great. There's not a person you talk to that doesn't have a fire story.
It's so true.
Thank you for your support. The compassion being shown for and by our communities is the true meaning of life.
It's a so in case you didn't hear, we're changing it up this year, and instead of raising money for Toys for Tots, which is still a wonderful, valuable charity and still needs your love and support, we're going to be raising money for the North Bay. We're supporting Tipping Point. And they are looking for the best ways to disperse. All the money goes directly to Tipping Point, and they disperse it in the area to help support victims of the fire.
You guys were on fire yesterday. Seriously, one of the best shows. Boy, that didn't time out right, did it?
No.
Seriously, one of the best shows you have ever done. Between Bryn's surprise and Hooman's birthday every 5 minutes, you had me in stitches. Love you guys.
Aww,
keep
funny.
Killing it.
Yeah. Well, we're trying, you know.
Yeah. I was hearing that all day.
Thank goodness for Hooman having a birthday. Woo, you saved us.
510 says,
another boring show.
If she was asleep, who took the pic? Really? Because you can only take selfies in this world.
Somebody else took the picture.
They were doing a USO tour.
Yeah, and they were being hilarious and feeling this girl up while she was asleep.
There were tons of other people. Wait, so who the heck took the pic if she was asleep?
Some other douche.
So many people wrote that in. I can't believe that's the thing that people are thinking of. I just tuned in. What senator are you talking about right now regarding the kiss and groping breasts?
Al Franken.
Mm-hmm. He's cooked.
I don't see how he can't be. Everyone that's getting smeared with this stuff is cooked.
Oh, my God, Vinny. Sassoon jeans. Sarah, how are you surprised by CK? His stand-up and show are filled with stories and jokes exactly like the allegations.
I was very surprised to hear it. I'm sorry that you were so much smarter than me and picked up on that.
I hadn't seen enough of his act. What I've seen of his act, I thought was excellent, great, top.
Mm-hmm.
Of the comedy world, but I hadn't seen a lot. I don't watch a lot of stand-up. Dave Chappelle's the one guy, if he's done something, I watch it.
Yeah.
No matter what. There isn't
a
question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and also, when people are on stage telling jokes, I feel like that's what they're doing. They're
right.
Telling jokes. Like, I mean, he definitely pushes you outside your comfort zone, and you go, ooh, a lot, but I always got the sense that that was why he was telling that, not because he was, you know, doing some secret confessional. But look, I mean, when you look back, there's always signs, I guess.
Well, yeah. Make something, upon a second listen, you go, oh, Well, that's what one of the reviewers of that movie that got yanked, the Louis C.K. movie that got yanked,
Daddy.
I Love You, Daddy, they said, boy, upon all the allegations that have now come out, watching this movie has a completely different feel, and it's not as funny as it once
really?
Was.
Really? Do you know what it's about?
It's I about don't. Him trying to protect his daughter from some, I think she's like 18 or 20, and some old 68-year-old dude is pursuing her, some, you know, movie producer or something, and he's trying to keep her from going with that guy or something like that.
937 says, I saw Katy Perry on the Warped Tour in 2008.
Oh, funny.
I knew she did it because she used to go out with one of the guys that was always on the Warped Tour. And she sort of shed him along with that whole thing and went huge with that
she's
hit.
She's pretty damn big.
Yeah. Can you please give my older sister Natalie a shout out? She's getting married tomorrow, and today is her last day as an Espinosa.
Oh,
love you, Natalie.
A new name. Shout out to Natalie.
Podcast listener here. FYI, we couldn't hear Bryn on the podcast.
Oh. Can I put him in audition next time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Darn it all.
I know. I didn't realize that.
I made a sign like this last year for my front door for my very conservative parents for Thanksgiving. It says, Happy Thanksgiving. Please no talk of politics today, or you'll have to wash all the dishes by hand.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, if you can actually enforce that. I mean, what are you going to do? Stand over your dad?
With a bat? Yeah, it's it is tough, but you say, you know, in the interest of family, love and harmony, let's not discuss that. Let's talk about anything else. How'd you like Stranger Things?
Oh, we don't watch Netflix. Paying for TV.
Oh, God. Great. Okay. Well,
let's try anything else.
So it's raining outside.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Well, it rains this time of year every year.
The turkey's moist.
Oh, I've had moister. This is all right. You did a pretty good job with the potatoes. Not enough gravy, though.
I need a second.
What?
Hey, man, come on, that was
man.
Perfect.
What do you mean?
All right.
Hold on one sec.
Hit one more there, Vinny.
All right, I'm ready. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's finally time. No Brandon at the end of that. Hi, Tommy. Tommy Igoe.
Yeah, Tommy.
What's
up?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, everyone. There's a ton of movies coming out in the next couple weeks, but we chose two that, you know, span the gamut. So we could appeal to everyone.
Span the Gamut.
Span the Gamut.
That's a great
Span
band
the
name.
Gamut.
That's Span a great band name.
Your first one that we're going to review is it's called Darkest Hour. It's Gary Oldman, Lily James. If you saw the movie Baby Driver, she was the waitress. And Stephen Dallaire. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Let me just say the words, Stannis Baratheon, the dude who burned his daughter at the stake.
Awesome. I love that guy.
I don't like that guy.
You know?
You love that guy?
Oh, I thought he was excellent in that. I mean, you love to hate him, obviously, in that show, but boy, he was a great actor.
The guy
was just acting, you know.
He didn't really burn that.
He didn't really. It wasn't real. He
was just acting. Let that happen to his daughter. I mean, you got to jump into the middle of that and protect her, right?
Got to stop the take.
Right.
It's funny you say he's a great bad guy because now this guy's cast as the bad guy. He's the bad guy in this film as well.
He's a perfect bad guy.
So in this film, it's about Winston Churchill, how he became prime minister, how in the midst of Germany practically steamrolling the British, he stood his ground and rallied the country.
Well, and he's in an excellent Iron Maiden song.
Which song?
You didn't know that?
Winston Churchill?
Isn't his
Sing
speech?
It to me. Oh.
His speech is the beginning of Run to the Hills, isn't it? Never mind.
I know the song Run to the Hills. I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Sorry, it's go
I'm
on.
Sure you're right,
I'm sure you're right.
I'm going to look it up.
I know you're
don't
right.
Don't look. It's fine. We believe you.
Let's start with the first thing everyone's talking about, and this is the reason why Tommy and I saw this movie. Gary Oldman. How was he?
A career performance.
Really?
In
a career performance. He will be top Oscar contender. Like, he will be in the conversation. He will be one of the people. He will be hard to beat, I think.
He's the winner. He's the Oscars for the best male actor in a film. It's
so
going to be
the
him.
The star of this.
Yeah,
oh,
he's Winston.
He's everything. Okay. It's stunning. The performance is stunning, because if you know Gary Oldman, you're looking at screen. It's like, I cannot believe that Gary Oldman. They'll win for makeup. Yeah, the makeup, because they do like major close-ups on his face, and it looks like Winston Churchill. You're like, and it's amazing.
Tommy, I've been asking you to see the movie Dunkirk. Did you see the Christopher Nolan Dunkirk film?
I saw the 1958 Richard Attenborough film. So between the two of us, we are covered over the decades, the old and the new.
So seeing the Dunkirk, the actual retreat, and now seeing what brought Winston Churchill into the role of prime minister, did you understand? You need to see both these films to understand what's really going on.
Absolutely not. You can see, if you don't feel pressured to see, if you haven't seen Dunkirk, you can see this movie. It's not very hard to figure out what's going on. The British are getting their ass kicked.
But
it's not hard. It's
isn't
not hard.
It a more complete story if you see both?
Well, I mean, it's I guess, because you get the bam slam and the blood and guts of how bad it really was. But I mean, I don't want people to think they have to see it. They're gonna figure it out. It'll be all right. It's better to see both, but you can figure it out if you didn't.
The speech is from Aces High, just for those of you who
Aces
want to.
High.
Iron
Should
Maiden
I try
Aces
to...
High. You don't need to. Go ahead. It's fine.
As far as a history lesson goes, I mean, all of us were basically raised in America, and we know American history. But did this enlighten you, the brink of collapse for the UK? Was this a great history lesson?
Incredible history lesson. I learned so much on this film. So you walk in, no one wants to go to a movie and feel like you're in a class, right? It's like, okay, well, history, wow. You know, it's not like that. This is fast. They move it through. It's like things are moving, and they make it look like it was like, wow, you were like really there, like 1941. It's like, what is going on? And you learn so much. I learned, you and I were debriefing, walking out of this thing.
Yeah.
Our brain was on, and we were like, I didn't know this, and I didn't know that. It was great.
Do you think it's a perfect unintentional trilogy to first watch Dunkirk, then Darkest Hour, then The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch? Wow. What do you think?
Wow. You might want to, you could do Darkest Hour first.
You could do Darkest
Hour first. And then do the holy moly, how bad it was when they were getting like pushed out to sea.
Oh, yeah.
And then Imitation Game at the end.
Sure.
That's the Benedict Cumberbatch where...
Yeah. Yeah, they broke
Enigma. You cry your effing eyes out at the end.
Wow, it's
horrible.
So sad.
That is
the saddest
movie.
So sad.
That's arguably the most important guy in World War II, and what the British do to him is unbearable. It's unthinkable. It's unimaginable.
And yet, it happened to many, many, many people.
Let me just say this: I've heard about Winston my whole life. I've never seen anything. Him talking, I mean, really in length. But after you see this film, you understand why he's this larger-than-life figure. I highly recommend you see this film with Dunkirk. And I'm looking forward to the guy who, in a year's time, does a mashup of Dunkirk and Darkest Hour, where he's going back and forth.
Oh.
It'll be a 5.5-hour, six-hour film, but it'll be incredible.
How long was this film?
It was at least two hours. Yeah, two, 2:15.
A little two and change. Yeah, it was definitely two.
Did it feel that long?
No.
No.
That's good.
Gary is so amazing. I'm going to give it 4 Persian rugs.
So now only 4. What do you got to do?
The highest is 5.
What do you got to do to get the 5?
You got to be 3 billboards, which we're going to see later today.
He gave that 5.
But you can if you can go higher than, you can go as high as 5. 5 is the highest.
No, I'm definitely doing 4.5 big, fat, black mambo cowballs. Definitely.
For Darkest Hour.
For Darkest Hour.
You loved it.
Loved it.
And I bet you that speech I'm talking about, it's a rally speech that Winston Churchill does, and it's in this Iron Maiden song, but I bet you it's in the movie, too. It's the most famous speech he's ever done.
It's the British 13 days. You know 13 days of the rush from the Cuban Missile Crisis? So what I learned in that movie is that you didn't know Winston Churchill was getting, like, just the pressure he was getting from inside, like Kennedy was with the Joint Chiefs on 13 days with the Cuban Missile Crisis. This was their 13 days. Winston Churchill was getting, like, they wanted to put Halifax in. They made him promise to go into peace talks with Hitler as this was all going on. Yeah. You learned all this stuff that was going on. You see it happening in real life. The pressure must have been unbelievable. And Gary Oldman makes you like feel like you're a fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like you're in the room watching it. It's unbelievable.
And who is Prince Charles's dad or whoever the king was at the time, throughout the whole film, he's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go retreat to Canada.
Yeah.
You cannot abandon your people and your country.
And he was going to. It was, yeah. It was,
all right.
Elizabeth's husband?
What? Yeah, mm-hmm. whoever the king was at the time.
He wasn't the king. He was the royal he still is, right? The royal consort.
Whoever Churchill was reporting to was ready to take the royal
throne. Well, actually, he was, right. So I'm not sure exactly when she took the throne, but I thought it was 36.
All right, everyone, here's your review of a film. You could be. And here's your review of a film called Coco. This is Pixar's latest film. It stars the voices of Benjamin Bratt, Edward James Olmos, Cheech Marin, and, of course, John Ratzenberger. So in this film, the lead character is this kid named Miguel, and Miguel wants to be this aspiring musician, but his family banned music. So Miguel magically enters the land of the dead on the Day of the Dead to unravel a mystery. Tommy, is this the best Pixar film of all time?
It's really, really, really great. It's not the best of all time.
It's not the best, everyone.
What's the best Pixar film?
What was that?
What is the best Pixar
film? Oh, man. Come on.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
It's The Incredibles.
No, it's not. It's Up.
Listen.
What is it?
Come on! It's like you're picking between like fine wine and even finer wine. You had Nemo, Up,
Wall-E,
all the Toy Stories, Incredibles. I mean, it's like
Monsters Inc. Right.
I mean,
Ratatouille gets left out. I love it.
Cars. Hello, you're in that
Cars.
Movie. How do you not say that?
Love Cars.
Tommy, a couple years ago, an animated film called Book of Life came out, which deals with the Day of the Dead. And it's a cartoon.
It is.
Is Coco ripping off Book of Life?
Okay, so Hooman is... let's just stop for a second. Okay, so Hooman is like, okay, so we're going to review this. So you have to see this so you can get the backstory and I can talk to you about
you
this.
Homework.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, you know, I'm like, what the hell did I sign up for? I mean, he's like, did you watch Book of Life?
Well,
I'm
did
like,
you?
I did.
And
it was really terrible.
Oh, was it?
It was hard.
Oh, now, I hate Book of Life.
Okay, now here's the thing. It was terrible after you saw the Pixar. Because
I'm hitting it, baby.
It's
you're
after,
a drummer.
It's after you see the Coco, like the Pixar version is so unbelievable that when you go back down and you look at the animation, I couldn't even watch the animation. I was just like, it was just on every level. The music, the.
Well, so you saw Coco first,
yes.
And then you saw Book of Life.
Yes,
so it just didn't compare.
You cannot go back. Let me put it to you that way. Once you see the Pixar, you cannot go back.
That's great. That's what you expect from Pixar.
Yep.
So great to hear that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's 100% true. If I saw it first, I probably would not have had that violent a reaction, but I saw the Pixar first, and then I went, like 5 minutes into that animation, it's like, I can't even look at it.
Hey, we got to do I need a little bit of extra time.
Go ahead.
This
is important stuff,
Tommy,
man.
You're a musical genius. I have a few segments of the music from the film I'm going to play for you, and then you tell me what you thought of the music in this movie.
All right.
Here's a little segment of what you can, because there's singing in this film.
Lots of singing.
I love this.
Oh, you do?
Killing. Oh, absolutely.
Killing. This is throughout. Killing. All right.
So great.
Here's another one.
Take the brass, man.
I love it.
Remember this song. This is the song. This one. This is the song.
And one more. Just
so you hear it like five different ways. Oh man.
I love it.
Oh.
Viva Mexico.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
Listen. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ugh. It's like, just like, you know, it can be done. You can operate on a high level and be true to the traditions and just source this stuff out, get the real players on it, and have it burn on fire like that. You can do it, and your audience will love it. You do not need to pander. The audience can handle the real deal if it's played with expertise and passion. I'm done.
Sum it all up, let me just say this.
I'm done. Tommy, that's it. I'm finished.
Tommy, how was the short that plays before Coco?
What was it?
There was no short.
We didn't get to see the version with the shorts.
It was a screening, so,
so
they
there's
didn't
a 21 minute short. It's called Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
Oh. And you'll want to see that.
I know. I
love Olaf.
See it too.
21 minutes.
Tell me, like I love Olaf.
How was the trailer for the new Incredibles movie?
There was no trailer.
We didn't get to see it.
We
didn't show us that either.
What kind of screening was this?
You can only see the trailer for the new Incredibles if you see Coco. And then after a week or so, they'll release the trailer.
Does Coco come out this weekend?
I'm not sure. We're doing this weekend right now. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not this weekend.
Yeah, it could be Thanksgiving. Maybe that's why they didn't show it to us.
Coco is kid approved, by the way, because I brought three of my kids with me, and it is totally kid approved. Totally kid approved. All like, and so there was a 16, a 13, and an 11. And they were the girl was just at the end was just like
oh there's tears too.
Oh, yeah. It's just like it's there's so much amazing things going.
So I'm writing home right now. Let's go see Coco this weekend.
No,
that's not the show. Okay,
you get to look forward to
2 weeks of movies.
You get to look forward to Wednesday.
All right,
it's fine. But that being said, I'm gonna give it. I liked it. It's not in my top five Pixar movies, but I liked it. I'm gonna give it 3 3/4 Persian rugs.
I'm giving it 4.5 big fat black
again.
Mambo
4.5.
Listen,
loved it.
For
you
what
loved
it is, it's absolutely fantastic. You can't like if you, like you know, Vinny sat there. This guy right here, who I love because he's a snarky and as me, and I love that about him. That mariachi stuff, he just like bounced out of his seat. Yep. He was like, "I love this.
It's excellent."
And man, it's totally great. Oh come on! Listen to the guitar playing. Listen to that.
If you're Mexican, is this a must see?
I think it's a must-see if you're a human.
Yeah, for anybody.
And if you have, especially if you have any older relatives, I mean, it's a generational tale. So there's a lot of like super old, like great grandmother
sure.
kind of
yeah.
stuff. And yeah, it's amazing.
Well, thank you guys. That's amazing.
Are you staying for our secret show?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll find out.
It's going to be extra.
All Tommy's secrets will come out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. November 22nd, guys. Is
November
the release
22nd.
Date.
So that is the Wednesday before, right? Isn't that the this coming Wednesday? All right. Thank you very much. Tommy will be joining us on The Secret Show, and we'll be back right after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening today. Try to stay dry out there. Is it actually supposed to clear up in the next couple of hours here?
Yeah,
so.
The bulk. Well, actually, as I look out now, it is raining here in San Francisco, yeah. But it is supposed to be passing through. So we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. Right. We're heading downstairs to do a secret show. Our guest is going to be Tommy Igoe today. And I got some really good bad advice emails. So I'm excited to.
I have a lot of stuff to ask him. So I'll let the bad advice happen first, and hopefully there's time.
Oh, I say pick him apart first.
Really?
Yeah, let's take that guy down.
Well, that's not. I didn't have that in mind, but I do. He is a professional drummer, if you don't know who Tommy Igoe is.
Right.
And I guess, I'm sure he has a website, right?
TommyIgoe.com? I'm sure it's TommyIgoe.com.
I-G-O-E. There you go.
He's amazing. He's a very well-known jazz drummer.
Right.
Legit Tommy.
And he comes from... a jazz family.
He does. And sometimes he dumbs it down and plays with my dumb band.
Which
is really nice.
Wait, are tickets on sale right now?
They are. I'm doing a Christmas show. I think it's called Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas Again or Jingle Balls or something like that. He wanted some crazy name. And it's December 15th at the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley. There are tickets on sale right now. I got mine already. I bought some to make sure I had some.
When do rehearsals start?
You know, the rehearsals start an hour before the show. That's when we rehearse.
Oh.
Yeah. Tommy and I figure out what songs we're doing. I listen to the versions. He's going to have the score for him. And then I run through the whole set with the band. And that is the entirety of the rehearsal.
Done.
So it's going to be a little rough, as it was last year.
I've seen you do it. Actually, I think you're excellent.
Thanks, Betty.
So everyone should go get tickets and see Sarah sing.
And join us for The Secret Show today. It'll be posted around noon at RadioAlice.com. Tommy Igoe is our guest. Have a great day. We'll see you on... Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.